Heather, we want to take a few minutes here today visiting with you about America's Farmers Grow Rural Education. This program's been around for a few years now?
Yeah, we're entering our fourth full year.
Tell me about the program.
So America's Farmers Grow Rural Education, which is sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, partners with farmers to impact their local communities by supporting rural school districts. And the program provides grants to fund a variety of math and science initiatives in those rural school districts. But it all starts with a farmer. That farmer needs to nominate their local public school district, and once they do that, the school district can apply for a grant of either $10,000 or $25,000.
Wow, this is quite a program.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So what brought it about?
So, you know, we talked to farmers, and they told us that nothing was more important than supporting the next generation and keeping rural schools growing. So we took that concept and we thought, well, how can we impact it at a local level? And we thought, well, why not let the farmers tell us who they'd like to nominate? And then we would invite those school districts to participate in the program. And then we have a couple of panels that go through and review each of those grant applications. And then they choose the winners. And ultimately, it's a farmer who chooses the winner. So it's kind of a neat program because it all ties back together.
Tell us about the nomination process.
Sure. So it's very simple for farmers to nominate their local public school districts. They just need to fill out a short nomination form at www.growruraleducation.com, or they can call 1-877-267-3332. And again, answer just a few short questions and let us know which school district they'd like to nominate. And once that's done, we notify those school districts that they have been nominated and invite them to apply for the grant. Once they decide to do that, they go online and they put together a program that's going to be most effective for their particular school district. The only requirements that we put on it is that it be math and or science focused. So if they want to do a greenhouse for the school, or if they'd like to have some new technology in their math classes, new graphing calculators, new laboratory equipment, whatever is going to make the most sense for what that particular school district needs, they are welcome to design the program however they need it designed. And then they can submit that application, and once it comes in, we have a group of math and science teachers from ineligible counties that review each of those grant applications, and they score them. And then we take the top scoring ones, those become our finalists, and we forward them on to the second panel, which is a group of farmers from across the 40 states that the program is active in, and those farmers review them and ultimately decide who the winners are.
Important deadline coming up, though.
We do. So for farmers, we need to have those nominations in by April 1st. And for school districts, we need to have the applications submitted by April 15th.
Heather, let's take a moment and look at some of the things that have been funded since this program began back in 2012.
So a lot of the funds are used by school districts to upgrade technology for hands-on learning in the classroom. So we have a lot of requests for iPads, Chromebooks, smart boards, things of that nature to really help create a dynamic and engaging classroom for students in math and science classes. We've also had a lot of our dollars go toward greenhouses and outdoor learning environments. Those are obviously great ways to get students involved in hands-on projects and really get them learning kind of outside of the classroom. And then we've had a lot of money go to teacher and curriculum development, just to enhance the curriculum that's going on in the school districts. And then, again, a lot of dollars going towards scientific laboratory advancements, whether that's new microscopes or updating labs or whatever they might be needing in those particular classrooms.
So for those schools that have received funding in the past, what's the feedback been from them?
The feedback has been overwhelmingly positive. They are able to take these dollars and really do some programs and some projects that help them update their curriculum and enhance their curriculum to get those students engaged in math and science. And again, this goes across K through 12. So we have, you know, people starting programs down with kindergarten, first, second graders, and then, you know, if they're able to keep those students engaged throughout their academic career, hopefully they'll be ending up in math and science related careers later on down the line.
What about from the farmers' standpoint? Are they pleased with what this program is doing?
I think they are very much. We get very good participation, and I think they feel, because they are able to nominate the school districts, they feel like they're part of the program and they're really helping their communities stay strong.
Heather, is there anything else about the Grow Rural Education program that you'd like to mention?
You know, we'd just like to say thank you to all of the farmers who've participated in the program in the past. Without them, we wouldn't have been able to make the over $7 million investment in rural schools that we've been able to make since 2011. And we're looking forward to giving away another $2.3 million this year.